Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
only way from Detroit, saying the storm is passing over Detroit, Mass Choir, saying the storm is passing over tonight, is crossed over by the ancestors. Now, what I want to do, I want to give you some prophecy. 20 prophecy for 2019 was to bring on what happened with all this virus stuff. 2020 brought it all the way out. Now, we're in 2022. In 2022, there will be a mass meeting called by Washington. Chicago going to be involved, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Mississippi, Arkansas, to deal with the climate control that's going on. This is going to happen going into the end of 22, going into 23. In 22, that's what we're in now. We're going to see hurricanes like we've never seen before. Flood, storms is happening. It's going to start on 2022, but it's going into 2023, into 2024. It's the thing. This is prophecy, I'm telling you. And that will be upset in the Supreme Court. They already had one upset in the Supreme Court. They had a death in 2019 and 2020. There were going to be some more death going on in the Supreme Court. There's some things going to be happening in 22 and 23 in the Supreme Court. There will be floods in Mississippi, floods in Louisiana, Texas. It happened in 2022, but it's going to be a repeat in some part of Illinois and some part of Indiana in the last part of 2022 going into 23. Earthquake in China. Earthquake in Italy, earthquake in Russia, and that will be an earthquake in California, and that will be many fires breaking out in South Dakota. These fires will break out in South Dakota, some parts of California, with earthquakes coming. This is for 2022-2023. It's going to start in 2022, but it's going to in 2023. Now, we're going into 2019-2020 prophecy that will be going on in 2022-23-24. Now, one of the things that 23 and 24 going to happen for us, that we must go back to a vegetable diet, and you're going to find out people going to get sick by the food, the chemicals that the food that they make. This is what happened. You've seen all them puppets. Those puppets were clone puppets. Those puppets that was given out, they was cloned. I mean, they gave so many of them out. That happened in 2022, cloning. In 2023, I want to say this, man must get back to herbal diet, greens, beans, and begin to plant your garden. Going into 23 to 24 to 25, you will find out the berries, the roots, the herbs that you must give back into them. Galatians 22, as you begin to read, this is prophecy, and that will be floods in Russia, Hawaii, some part of the island. It's seven major hurricanes coming and over in India. And over in China, even in California, these earthquakes just going to pop up. Places you've never seen an earthquake, in Texas, in Alabama, some part of Missouri, earthquake is happening. The earth is changing. The earth is turning things around. So you are privileged to all of that stuff that's happening now. I wanted to say that to you. Those that are listening tonight, you want further information, you can call me at 708-582-0372 where I can give you the information on this. We've gone to our ancestors about death and the life expectancy And our life expectancy is short because of so much going on. So it's important for you, the listening, to see what your ancestors saying to you and what you need to do to talk to your ancestors to get stuff done that you want done. It's very important to know the ancestors is in the spirit realm, and as I talk, and you say, well, Bishop, I'm stretched out. You might be stretched out because so much going on around you, and the stuff that's going on around you will make you stretch out. This is prophecy for 2019, 2020, 2022, 2023, up to 2024. 2024, we're going to be going back to the moon, trying to set up in 2025, we're going to be trying to set up a base on the moon. And this is some of the stuff that you ain't heard about. But going into 24 and 25, they can hook your body up to a machine and tell everything wrong. Don't you take a car and you hook it to the machine, Jerry, they're going to be able to hook your body up to a machine and tell what's on your heart, your liver, your lung, all of that. This is modern technology. They got technology now that they can heal parts of your body by hooking it up to electronic machines. Down in Texas and Houston and Dallas, some part, you're going to have power grids. That means the power will go out. And in Mississippi right now, they're going through the water. We said the floods in Mississippi, we told you that in the beginning of 2020, that will be a flood. Now it's to come to realization. The flood has already come. Now, I want to say this. Trump will be, his other stuff will be found out that was taken out of the White House. It was taken out in 2019, 22, 23, and 24. It's all coming out that papers, in the series of paper, been in the hands of people of other countries. It's gonna come out, that prophecy. And people gonna find out that lots of legal documents are gone and can't be found because they're in the hands of other countries. Now this prophecy, when it come out, you'll know I said it here on Blog Talk Radio. So I wanna say that to you. Tonight, as I cross over, Will, I got your text and you asked me. And I got your text, what you said. And I want you to continue in what you're doing in your business, Will. And if you need to come out of California and go to New York, and you feel that'll work for you, I feel your ancestors will work for you. There's a lot of people in the spirit world. The spirit world is full. Now, if you want to give my number to Block Talk Radio, the number is 515-605-9890. That's 515-605-9890, Block Talk Radio. We come on every night from 8:45 to 10 o'clock. We're on. And I want to say to you tonight, those that, if you want a message from your ancestors, I'm not pushing it tonight because there's so much going on. There's so much energy going on. I want to tell you, Pat, the spirit say that you need to change. You need a whole new ties on your van. Because if you don't, you're going to have an accident. So your ancestors say, get that done, okay? Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Okay, I want to say to you tonight, those that are coming to you tonight, and you're saying, Bishop, what's going on? There's a lot of evil that's going on in the nation, lots of negative energy. How do you overcome that? You overcome that with prayer. You overcome that with the knowledge that you know God. It's people coming and going and take this for granted. This is just a past station. You will be able to help somebody and give somebody a way out. I'm praying tonight for many of you have called. I'm praying tonight for many of you have. You have sickened your life, your lifestyle, and lost your way. And I want you to find your way. I want to tell you, 3030, I see where you are asking, and I want you to continue in college after professing. And as your father and mother said, that's your calling. Stay in college and stay as a professor. Don't give up. I want to say to you tonight, I say, our ancestor. Now, I want to give you a scripture. If you don't even want a message, this is called our ancestor. Our ancestor saying that we must be able to understand that the power that we got from them. So they built Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. They didn't get paid. So we need Biden to give us reparations. That's what we need. Like in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they burned it down. Some people never did get paid. They had churches. They had businesses. They were very successful on their own. So what I'm saying tonight, if you're in business, don't you get stressed out about the business. Be able to live and be able to know that whatever God going to give you, he's going to give it to you over and over. I went to a birthday celebration, and I was telling the young lady, don't worry. Your daughter is pleased with you and what you did. I know you was tired. You work hard, and you couldn't get the support. But I want to tell you, when you let them blooms go, I'm praying for the Powell family, Nancy Powell crossed over, the ancestors. Sometimes the ancestors come back in order to warn you. They come back to give you a message. I want to say to you, Brother Jerry, your dad and mother, don't worry too much. Don't worry yourself too much with that situation with your brother, because they have not made up their mind to change. And prayer changes folks when they want to be changed. But when, you know, you got to stop the drinking, the six pack, and some of you drink yourself to death, some of you smoke yourself to death. We had three people OD on cocaine and some other drugs. And it's happening right now. We had 59 people get shot in Chicago. Out of the 59, nine was killed and 50 was injured. You say, oh, that's a big number. That ain't no number to the drugs, the OD that we had in the suburbs, that we had in Chicago. They're taking these pills and mixing them with cocaine. It's more killing going on with the drugs than the gun. Okay? I say, so stop the killing, say the best. This is one of my prophecies. I'm going to take this down. We're getting ready to go into, school. And we're going to have more shootings in these schools if they do not put detectors up. I mean, you need to put metal detectors up where these kids bringing guns and knives to school and shooting other kids. But when it happened, you said, I told you, we're going into this year already, they're fighting at a school where they fighting going on at a football game. So there's a lot of negative energy out here, I share, check. So the answer is trying to give you heads up what to do. If it's Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, New York, California, Chicago, Minnesota, it's going down. On always going down, if you got your kids, you need to homeschool your kids. Right now, they're taking shots. Lots of kids ain't taking the shots. So the best thing for you to do right now, if you got kids, is homeschool them and work with them to after this crisis. This crisis ain't going to lead to 2023. The last part of 2023 will begin to breathe a little bit because the virus is still here and the market popped up. They tried to say from Africa. It's from the European country come from. and everybody kind of clean it up. You can't clean up what's filthy. You can't clean up what's not of God. You can't clean up negativity stuff. For God so loved the world, he gave it on the God's son, that we are believing to not perish, have a life. When Lazarus died, they said, Jesus, you should have been here. Jesus didn't question he should have been there or not. He said, just show me where he at. And when they showed Jesus where Lazarus was at, Mary and Martha was there, and they were friends of Jesus. They said, you should have been here. But he was busy doing something else. Called, you lost your mother, your daughter, your sister, your brother. God is still in control. I want you to know that God is still in control, and God's going to keep things in divine order. And what I mean by that, God ain't going to let things happen that ain't in divine order. So you get ready for God to do something, and God's going to do something special. He's going to do something in your favor and where it'll work for you. So God's going to do that. So you get ready and let God touch you in a special way. Now, if anybody wants to cross over, press 1 on your phone, and I will cross you over where you can cross over. If you want to, if you got something, if you got somebody you want to talk to, I got many people that I got many people that have called in. Okay, thank you, Kathy. I see your hands up. 5757. Okay. All the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I want to tell you, as you have to tell me, I want you to read Psalm 51. I want you to get ready for a great breakthrough. And I want to tell you tonight that you called in, and the question you want to ask, should you continue to change your education? You need to stay where you at, your ancestors said, and stay blessed. Thank you, kind spirit. Stay right there and get a blessing that God will bless you. Now, if anybody else, okay, this is the month. Raphael is the healing angel. Raphael is the healing angel this month. Raphael is the healing angel. And some of you need to step back. You're depressed because you're trying to do too much. Thank you, Ashley. You need to slow down and step back. Step back and take it easy and let God guide you in a certain way and guide you to the point where there's a healing taking place for you tonight. Right now, with so much going on, you know, God told me to people crazy. Now, they're possessed by evil spirit. They're possessed by demonic spirit. And you got to know, you got to put on the full armor of God. Or you may be able to fight the witchcraft that's going on around you and around your family. We're praying for families that have lost loved ones because of flat evil. Evil men, evil women. And they have no regard for God. No regard for the word of God. So Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God fight your battles. Psalms 91:35-37, Psalm 109, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God, and it'll open up for you. Because your ancestor, the angel Raphael, is the healing angel for you tonight. Raphael is the angel that will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. When you let Raphael in, and we are the children of God, and being the children of God, we are the one to love each other. And go with that now. If you in the spirit realm tonight, it just seems like that it's time for you to check your inventory out. And right now, I want you to do two things for me. I want you to go into meditation tonight, and that means that you just relax, get in the chair, relax, exhale, inhale, suck it in, and you do that, your blood pressure will go down, and the healing will go down, and things that have been bothering you will go away. I'm talking to you, 35, 47. I'm talking to you, 33, 39. 21, 17, I'm talking to you. 81, 30, I'm talking to you. The point where you have to let go and let God. And what I mean, the things of the world shouldn't bother you. Your connection to God, I say, and the ancestors mean something. The ancestors come to bring the truth and the knowledge. Okay. And the ancestors been here, so they know what you need. They know how you to overcome this. Thank you, kind bread. And once you understand what the ancestors are saying, you know how to be able to turn some things around. 8138, I got you on the phone. Let me see. I got you on the line. What you want to ask, young lady? 8138. I want to tell you this where you own. I got a scripture I want you to read. I want to tell you. It's some things going on in your life with your family, but it's going to be all right. I want you to read Proverbs 4 and 23 and Proverbs 18 and 21. Now, what I'm saying to you, it's in the spirit realm for you. That means that in the spirit realm, doors are going to open up for you. And I just feel that your mother is present in your vibration. That's what I'm saying, that she's around you. And she's around you as a spiritual guide. Hallelujah. And don't let nothing upset you this month going into September. Stay focused. Happy birthday to all of them. Got a birthday in September. This is Raphael is the healing angel. I want you, your healing, and begin to be healed. Raphael is the healing angel. Where the healing angel can come, the healing angel can come, and the healing angel will keep you in perfect peace. With that, I want to tell you, young lady, Psalm 43, I want to give you also. And 03, Psalm 82 for you, brother. Take that. Now, I want to say to you tonight, those are looking. We are the children of the world. We are the children of God. So we're very special. Now, I want to say to you, 35, 47, your mother came and said, tell you to get someone and sit down and flow up, because you can't put things together that ain't going to come together. You have to leave it alone and move to the next level. And I want to tell you, 5350, the spirit realm is very proud. And I seen your daughter come and stood and smiled and said she's happy that you feel good, that a lot of things, knowledge coming to you, and that's good. And I want you to read Psalm 37. That's 5350, Psalm 37. And there's another scripture come to me for you to read to clear some things up from you. And it will be a blessing for you. It's to put on the full arm. you ain't got to, you said, well, you don't need to go nowhere. Everything gonna work out. Everything gonna work out. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. That's for you, 53:50. For 81:30, I want you to read Revelation 7 and Revelation 14, verse 7. That's a message in it for you. Breaking curses and hexes. Sometimes you got to break, and you can't do it by yourself. You have to get the ancestors praying and acknowledge, Ashe, the ancestors. And when you call the ancestors, they come. If you don't call them, they ain't coming. You got to call them, Ashe. When you call the ancestors, they come to see about you and give you a heads up on what needs to be done with you. So that's very important that we let them come in to us. Come on now. This ancestor. I'm praying for you tonight, Mary. Sister, stop and praying for you. There's another lady telephone call. If you just meditate with me tonight, I say. Sister Risa, I'm praying for you. Sister Nippy, I'm praying for you. Sister Ann, for you. Lay back and relax. Let God in tonight. Exodus 14:14, I'll fight your battle. Exodus 23:20. That angel. I really want to know you. This is what I'll do tonight. I'm going to get depressed. There's no fly on the earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. Those that are looking for their daughter, looking for their son. Those that are in the hospital. I'm praying for your healing tonight. Those teachers going back to school. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for the students that are going back to school because there's so much going on. You got to put a divine protection around them. You got to put a divine protection around them. But they might be safe. Let the Lord come in. Let him come in and touch you and you tonight. I say, I don't trust you. I want to tell you, Wilma, things going to be all right. I want to tell you, Bob, that every door closed going to open up. Sometimes you got to wait on God to move because you're trying to move. You have to wait on God for your healing, for your delivery. Oh, Jerry, when you told me what you told me, I began to pray, and God will open up that door and shut some stuff down. See, when you begin to know that what God can do, God will open up that door for you tonight and give you what you want. And the angel Exodus 23:20, and an angel will come. Read that, Exodus 23:20. And called on the angel, Raphael is the healing angel this month. Call on that angel to come. If that angel come, it's going to come with your ancestors. It's going to come with your mama, sister, brother, somebody in your family coming. And they will appear to you. You know, I was out, and me and Jahi was out. We got some blooms to send up for a young lady that passed. And I gave a young man one. He's about 3 years old. And I put the other there. And when I got ready to get it, the lady had come and got her bloom and went on the way. And it was nailed down. So we know the spirit come and got it. Sometimes you see the presence of angels. Sometimes you see angels. Sometimes angels appear when you're in stress. One lady was on her way from Illinois going down to Mississippi. Some way her car slid in the ditch. And the truck driver come to get her. But when the truck driver got there, somebody had picked her up and set her on the highway. And she asked the truck driver, did you see that man? The truck driver, I ain't seen nothing. And he was right there behind her. The angel came, and the angel appeared and disappeared. Sometimes the angel be your ancestors, and they be trying to tell you how not to have a heart attack, what not to have a stroke, what not to be sick. And it's time for you to acknowledge Ashe, your ancestor in the world around you. It's time for you to acknowledge your ancestors right there working with you, and you got to let them work with you, do what needs to be done with you, and you ain't even know that they with you, and they want to open up a door for you, and you don't even know they there. And God know your name. God know your address. God know you. And I like this because some of you need to know all is well. I want you to call me. If you want something private, call 312-758-0232. Call me and I will talk to you. Or call me at 708-582-0372. Now, somebody said, Bishop, I would like to see to the ministry. Go to Cash App and go to Money Sign Bishop TT3T, and you can cash out right now, them that want to give. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe, been going through. Brother Lisa, I'm praying for you, been going through. Sometimes God puts you through something to see how strong you're going to stay, how you're going to take it. And sometimes you have to leave stuff alone and let God take care of it. Let God take care of it, and God take care of it in his way. And God take care in his way when you do it. Sarah, I'm praying for you. Edith, I'm praying for you tonight. John, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Geneva, I'm praying for you tonight. Roy, for you tonight. God already knows your problem. God already knows what you need. God knows your name and know your address. All you got to do is say, thank you. I'm praying for you and you tonight. As we cross over our ancestors and say, I say, and I feel somebody right now, they're going through something. And they said, Mama, don't worry. You know, so many deaths, there's so many mothers that are sick. There's so many mothers that lost children. A lady told me since she lost a son and she lost a grandson and come back and lost a daughter. And she's a busy, what's going on is lost of evil in the land. If you stay prayerful tonight, God to touch you, Mary. I'm praying for those that are locked up in jail. Well, the man, they just let out, he was white. He'd been there for 38 years. He didn't even do what they found out. People lied. Political prisoners. Now I'm praying for those that are political prisoners. You know, I'm praying much for R. Kelly. I don't believe he did all what they said he did. And I'm praying for Larry and Jeff. I know they're political prisoners. I know the climate was they had to put them in jail in order to get this dope and drugs out in the community. So lots of young folks are in jail because of their view of bringing the community together. So I'm praying for the sweet spirit, I say, of the ancestors. I feel that the ancestors are telling me that it's going to be all right, Wayne. I'm praying for you, Sister Walker. Things going to be all right for you. Doctor, I'm praying for you that Dr. Renee, happy birthday to you. God bless you tonight. I want to tell you that God got your name. I'm praying for you, Sister Regina, give me a call. I want to let you know the people down in Mississippi suffering water. I'm praying for you, Sister Lord, down in Jackson. Harry Patterson, I'm praying for you. Netta, I'm praying for you. That God, Mother Love, I'm praying for you right down in Yazoo City. God already knows your problem. God know many how to deal with you. And I want to tell you, God is able right now. If you got a need, go to my website, justinabrahamwebsite.com in Tennessee. And I want to pray tonight what they're saying. I want to pray that God kept body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to pray that God kept you in a special way tonight. I got a prayer list here. I'm going to lay my hands on the prayer list and pray. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, every name, God, you know. You know how to move high blood, cancer, tuberculosis. God, I decree your healing and your angel wrap me up to come and heal my and every ancestor to come right now. Come right now. God, I got you. And the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see your Pearl Williams. God bless you tonight. Psalm 69 and 51. Okay. And everything's going to be in divine order for you. I just want you all to stay in prayer for God to do something special. God will do something special for you. You want God to do it quick, fast, and it is. You say, God, I want you to do it quick. And God will do it to you. And you got to say, God, I want God to open up the door. You have not because you ask not. I want to know what you ask God for lately. Mm-hmm. Don't let him. Don't let the devil. Don't let him ride. Don't let the devil go. I'll give you another word. Talking to somebody tonight. Let them ride. You want to drive? God's going to break the yoke tonight. My word, Psalms 119, Exodus 14, 14, that's my word. Get ready. It's all in his hands. It's all in his hands, Jerry. You can't do nothing about it, Robert. It's all in his hands. Joe, it's all in his hands. Lester, it's all in his hands. Michael, it's all in his hands. Rose, it's all in his hands. I'm putting it in God's hands. And you stand up.
no idea.
Right now.
know you can do it, Master. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. And then you went one body in the water. Can do it, Master. I know you can do it. So please, do it for me. Right now. Do it for me. Right now. Thank you.